started it to remember the base Schwartz Toshin Pay base Reb Motti Posen.
So today's Shia, as I've just been informed, is Leinish Mas Hachover of Shlimer and Reb Menachem and the Mishpachel. Yeah, so my son told me yesterday the story about this spy was caught and they told him he's going to have to be killed for treason. And they gave him, as they always do, his last wish. He said, my last wish is I'd like to sing a song. Strange request, he wants to sing a song. We have to honor his request, sure. You can sing whatever song you want. He said, this song I'd like to sing is called 100 million green bottles hanging on the wall. Sometimes people don't stop, they go on and on, round and round. Like the story, the famous story about the guy used to always say Kaddish. He said to hear once. The guy used to always say Kaddish, someone told me, you're not meant to always say Kaddish. Ein marbe b'kadeshim. Shulchan Aruch says, hey, you meant to mamad in Kaddishim. And he, every time they finished davening, he's kadal, he's, and every time someone gave a shia, he's kadal. He said, you're not meant to. He said, why? He said, because it's halacha. He said, you just said the halacha, he's kadal, he's kadal. Sometimes they go on and on, round and round. So the topic I want to discuss today is something we've discussed here numerous times. And I'm sure everyone's got to come out of their ears already. But today I want to discuss much more the lomdus than the halacha lemaisa. And that is our favorite topic, of course, about mezonos bread. Normally we discuss the halacha, now I want to discuss more the lomdus to understand what's the machlokes rishonim and how the lomdus works. They say this guy went off the derech. And he tied to that, had enough, off he goes to McDonald's, and he orders a cheeseburger in a mezonos roll. Because it's become so much part of our vibe that we forget to eradicate it from our system, even when it comes to going to McDonald's. So, a little bit of introduction. Of course we know, anything grows on a tree, bo'ipriates. Anything grows from the ground, bo'ipriadama. Flour-based products, hamotzi lechem in aretz. Which brings the question, where does the mezonos come in? How is the bracha mezonos ever born? The answer is, the Gemara tells us, Mamalav, Membeis, brachas, that when you have bread which is not for kviyas, bread which is meant to have as a snack, as they call it, something which is not a kviyas, as a snack, then it goes down a madrega, it becomes boribin mezonos. In fact, all the Achronim ask, how, if it's a sofik bread, or if it's be'etzem bread, how can Chazal change the bracha? Bread we know is deraisa. The bracha chrona, at least, bracha shena, mitzi lechem noretz, as well, has a chashivas. How can they downgrade it? And they give different terutzim, but you see, the mezonos is a downgrade. It's not mitzi lechem noretz and hazon. It's a lower level. And they ask, how can they do it? And there's various, I think there's about four different answers, how it works. We see mezonos is a downgrade. So how do we downgrade it? How does it work? So like we said, the answer is, once it's a snack, once it's not as choshev, then it becomes mezonos. Some say because the real chiv hazon, we know v'achalta v'savata, you've got to be full. That's why we know if you eat a kvir sud of mezonos, taki ben shazon. So mezonos would take on the preference that you're not eating a sheer kvir sud, eating less. Once eating less, there's no chiv daraisa, it's all drabbonon. Once it's drabbonon, chazal are allowed to fix the parameters, and they said, this is going to be mezonos, ma'amoytzi and alamecha not hazon. Oh, the Shia Kviya Suda is up for debate. Mishmura says you should not eat over 3 or 4 beim, which is very, very small, which is about 6 or 8 kazesim. Lamaisa Minagolem is clearly to go way above this amount. We get to the Loch Lamaisa at the end. If we do, we'll discuss more the Protim, but let's stick to the more to the background. So you see, the mezonos works as a downgrade from a moitzi, which is as a snack. Now, when it comes to mezonos, really is a 3-stage program every time you want to make mezonos. The first stage is it mezonos? Some things are moitzi, some things can be eitz. The Mogen Avraham says you can have mezonos, or it can be shahakol. We enter the whole shaila of the chocolate bars, the Pesach Zemans and the Tammy bars, and all the other chocolates. What bracha is it? Once you've established mezonos, you've established this food is definitely mezonos, stage 1, then you go to stage 2. Stage 2 is it a derech ligvoya? Shulchan Aruch says, if you have a food which the whole world is kaveh on, this is treated as something which is kaveh, then again it's a moitzi. Because the whole reason why it's mazayin is because it's a snack. The Mishpura's lashon is tsurosoy muchachalov. Its actual shape, form, design, color, whatever it is about it, dictates that this is meant to be eaten as a meal. Then it'll be a haboitzi again. That's stage two. So it could be it's really sweet, or it cracks, or it's filled, whatever the term of mazayin is are. A. B. But it doesn't look like a meal. So if you were to get a chocolate cake, which everyone in the world eats it only for lunch, this chocolate cake is a lunch chocolate cake, they would invent such a thing, then even though it would be mazonas, it's a chocolate cake, stage one. Stage two is derech likvoyalov. Obviously chocolate cake today is not derech likvoyalov. And even if you find a chocolate cake, which is stage one, probably mazonas, stage two is not derech likvoya, this is a chocolate cake, it's a snack. Then it comes to stage three, how much of it are you eating? If you sit down to a whole meal, you get a kiddush Shabbos morning, and you get full, then even there's mazonas, and it's not derech likvoya, it's a snack, but you upgraded it by your own admittance of eating a sheer kviya, so eating a huge amount, she said, this is machlekes, how much that is, then, right, it'll be amoitzi. So it's always these three stages. Does it qualify? A. B. Is it derech likvoya? Yes or no? If no, right, see how much of it are you eating? Once you have evolved, in Kufsam Ches, once you eat the Sheikh via Suda, then you've upgraded it back again to Hamaiti. So those are the three stages you always have to bear in mind when it comes to something which is Mazonis. So let's begin the Sugya. The Gemara says that Pasmo Bakisnin, which is, well, it's Machalik Rishonim, what the translation is, and there's Machalik Rishonim, what Pasmo Bakisnin is, but for now we're going to call it something which is mazonis, something which is not derech likvoya. The Gemara says is mazonis. Why? So we're showing to explain because it's ain't derech likvoya. It's not something you have as a meal. It's not your derech. Sorry, I should explain. It's not the common practice likvoya to sit down and have likvoya. Sorry. Be unclear. So ain't derech likvoya means it's not your derech. It's not the accepted way to sit down and be kivir. That is as a meal. It's something which people have as a snack, which we would call cakes, crackers, biscuits, bizzly, pretzels, all these foods which are not eaten as a meal. Those qualify as Pasmo Bakisnin. Now, there's three types of Pasmo Bakisnin, I think, as well, this people generally know. The first one is if the ingredients have sweetener inside, like chocolate cake obviously has a lot of chocolate inside, and honey cake has honey inside, something which is put in the actual ingredients which influences the taste. That's one. Two is it's filled. You've got rogelach. Even if the dough would be regular, challah dough, as people sometimes do, they make a challah. They make challah dough, they're too much challah. They don't want to have so much. They put chocolate in, roll it up. You've got rogelach, perfect. You've got a challah with the hafroshes challah. You always have to check up if there's a chiv or not. But that, it would be mazonis. Why? Because it's filled with chocolate. Homantashens is the classic case that Taz talks about. Kreplach. Then you have the third stage, something that cracks. Why are crackers mazonas? They're not filled and they're not sweet, but they crack. Anything which is snappy and cracky, like pretzels, crackers, bizzly, these things are also mazonas. Those are the three types of mazonas. The most controversial, of course, is going to be the first one, nilush, the one which has it as the ingredients, which brings on to the shaila of what sort of breads would qualify as mazonas. So let's go through the Beis Yosef and explain exactly what's going on here. The Beis Yosef starts with the Rambam. The Rambam says, we have the Loshna Rambam. The Rambam says, V'chein, he's continuing on his list of things that are mazonas. He said number 2 and 3. Now he goes for number 1. I just have a different order, this is how he puts it. Isa, you have a dough. She'losha b'dvash. You, losha, means the losha of lisha. Lisha means to knead. You knead the dough. You create the dough with dvash, with honey, with b'shemen, with oil, with kolof, with milk. Oish irba, mini tavlin, where you put inside different flavorings. But offer, you bake it. The he and the crafts pass Baba Kistin. Such a product is qualified, it's called pass Baba Kistin. So the Beis Yosef takes this Rambam to pieces, and it's actually very interesting. The Beis Yosef says, if you do this Beis Yosef, it maybe sounds like a Shia in Yeshiva. Sometimes you hear a Shia when you're young, and you think to yourself, wow, this Magid Shia is really, you know, as they would say for such a topic, taking the biscuit. He's really being medayik in this thing. You're like, come on, Ravina Rashi did not mean that. You're getting a bit carried away. But you see how the Beis Yosef learns the Rambam, and he mamash takes it to pieces, as they would say, old school style. And he says like this. The Rambam's Loshon is, V'chein Isa, similarly a dough. Shalosha b'dvash. You kneaded it with honey. Says the Beis Yosef, why did they shalosha b'dvash? You kneaded it with honey. Say a dough, you put honey in. Why shalosha b'dvash? It's a strange way of putting it. In my small mind, I wouldn't have thought it so strange. The Beis Yosef seems to say, something's going on here. Shalosha b'dvash, why shalosha b'dvash? You need the honey. So you made the dough, you need the heavy, you need the, I don't know, you stuck in your camel, you put on water, and you added honey. Why shalosha b'dvash? Says Beis Yosef, it must be that the sole ingredient here, or even roiv the ingredient here, is dvash, is honey. Hold on, we're going to get to that. He says dvayla, shalosha b'dvash, that the whole dough was born out of the honey. Why? Because when you make a dough, you need two things, flour and liquid. So the liquid that you used was the honey, was the sheben, the oil, the chalav, the milk, any flavor you used, that's how this dough was created. That's why the Rambam used the lashon of shalosha. Because without this, there'd be no lisha. You'd have flour, that would be it. You would have no dough. The dough was lasha, it was created, it came into existence through the flavoring.
With no water.
Oh, says the basis of how much? He says roiv. He says it's much more than roiv, but you can knock it down and you can argue. He clearly says it's got to be roiv. He says ma'at mayim. So ma'at, I would think, means very minimal, but you can argue it means 49% against 51% flavoring. That's what you put in. That's what he's been dag the Rambam. Now, the Zizu carries on. He says the problem is my theory doesn't flow all the way through the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, Isa shelosha v'dvash v'shem v'cholav. You created the dough, it came into existence through these flavorings. That's what was needed. Rambam's Rambam carries on, oi, she'iriv ba min etablin, you put in it some flavoring. Iriv ba means you mixed in, you threw in a dash of whatever it is, of cinnamon, of chocolate, whatever you added afterwards. Says the Beis Yosef, how do you learn the Rambam now? There's a stira. Avinu the Rambam says, shelosha, the whole dough was created, it was born out of the existence of flour and this flavoring. Roiv, this flavoring. Oi, she'nosam ba, oi, she'iriv ba, you mixed in. As mashma, you just put some in. It's mashma, the dough was already there. You made it with water, and it was there. Now you just flavored it, which means you don't need to create the dough through the flavoring. You can create a regular bread dough. And then, irivah, you added in some flavoring. So how do you learn? So he says it must be from the Lashon of She'irivah that you're not required to put in so much that that's responsible for the creation of the dough. Rather, she'irivah, you made your dough, and then you threw in some flavoring, and it gave her a flavor. That was people sharing the Rambam. Yeah, says the Beis Yosef.
Instead of tavlin, spices, or things that make it flavor, just means you put in, you don't put a load of stuff in.
So that's what I would have thought, and that's how the Bach learned, and I would have thought that's the Pashtus, because you don't make a dough out of, literally, cinnamon. It's very, and the Maiz of the Beis Yosef didn't say that, but it's very, I would have thought like that as well. But the Beis Yosef doesn't say that. Problem is, you're a Shulchan Aruch, not me. So we're going to have to go with that. But it's a big chiddush, you're right. The Pashas I would have said, not like the Beis Yosef. This is what Beis Yosef says. 100% right.
If you take a carton of orange juice and pour it in, it's mostly water.
Oh, so then you get to the debate of the flavouring you put in. How's this flavouring made? And that's what Machlokes Acharonim. But before we get to that, let's just stick to the Beis Yosef, and then we'll build on that. We'll go through it slow. The Beis Yosef, which we know, is on the Torah. He wrote the Shulchan Aruch. He's the very bosses of every halacha. You start with the Torah, Beis Yosef, and then you see how it goes to Shulchan Aruch. So in the Beis Yosef, he says the steering Rambam. First it says, she'losh b'dvash, you created it through the flavouring. Then he says, oh, she'iriv ba, you put some in. What's going on? So he says, it must be she'iriv ba, because you can't say that she'ir, but even if losha, because losha is a bigger chumra. So it must be losha and a bigger chiddush, even if only ear, if it's also good. So you put in a tiny amount. Says the Beis Yosef, it must have some gedder. Can't be, I have a dough, 500 kilo, I put in 1 granule of sugar, poof, the whole thing's changed. It can't be. How much do you have to put in? So he says, the amount you put in is the people on Kaveh Soda. People would not eat this as a meal. Why? Because it's too sweet. That's what the Beis Yosef writes. He says, not derech b'ni adam to be kuvei on such a bread. So, halach lemaisa, there's a big shayla in Acharonim. Does the Beis Yosef ignore his first pshat? Meaning, the second pshat, which is clear, he says, v'chein ikka, v'chein halacha, this is what he says in Shulchan Aruch, you have a dough which is sweet enough that people can taste it, and therefore not kuvei asuda, for sure it's going to be mazonos. What happens if I put in 51% flavorings, and you can't taste it? We can taste it very, very mildly. And I am Kaveh Suda. Because in the first Peshat, he said, Shelosha B'dvash. It was born out of this honey. It doesn't say how much it needs to taste. You could say if it's 51%, obviously he'll taste it. Could be, but he doesn't say that. So there's a Shaila, does he retain his first his first approach of saying that if you put 51%, shalosh abadvash, it was born into existence through the creation of adding this liquid, this flavored juice, and then it's also mezonos. Does he retain that? Because he says, v'chein halacha, you put in a small amount, so long as you can taste it, and it's the amount you're not kaveh soda. This is a machlokes acharonim. In Shulchan Aruch, how does he say? Shulchan Aruch, as we know, he says that a person makes this dough, and he puts in it flavorings, and he says the tam is nirgash, you can taste it. Then it's going to be mezonos. Now he says in the Beis Yosef of how much taste, he gives a hagdara, he says the amount of people on kaveh soda. So even in the Beis Yosef, it's got to be, this thing is sweet enough, there's not kaveh soda. Now how sweet is this? So the Ramah asks, and through the Ramah's question, you can see what the Shulchan Aruch holds. Because the Ramah in Derek Moshe says, I don't understand. These challahs that the Beis Yosef is describing is mezonos. So this is what we eat every Friday night and Shabbos morning. He writes, Zehu challah shelonu. These are our challahs. So he says, how can you say the mezonos? Which means, the Ramah is telling you, what did the Beis Yosef mean? It was sweet, so the Beis Yosef says, but you can have it as your challahs for Shabbos. So obviously it's not sweet like cake.
But Shabbos
itself make it. Yeah, but he says, how can you say there's not derech ben adam ligvoya? People are not kaveh on this. He says, we do on Shabbos, we do eat this. So then we come to the famous Ramah, he disagrees. But you see from the Ramah that the Beis Yosef's example of sweet enough is something that's very sweet and you can taste it, and it's not derech ligvoya. But on Shabbos, you want to have a mug shmeka, tasty challah, you would have this challah on Shabbos. That's the gedder of the Beis Yosef. Says the Derek Moshe, he says, I don't agree to this whole thing. And a lot of people make a mistake when they learn the Ramah, because they never looked what the Ramah wrote first in Derek Moshe. The Ramah in Derek Moshe brings a Rashi. And his mahalach is, I'm not going with the Rambam. Again, the Beis Yosef had the Rambam. He had the steer in the Rambam. Is it Shalosha or is it Iriv? It's that you created the dough of this liquid, or you just added the flavoring. That's Rambam. The Beis Yosef, the Ramah, who Ashkenazim go with, says, no, I'm not going with Rambam. He said, I'm going with something else completely. I'm going with Shittas Rashi. What does Rashi say? So Rashi in Brochas, the Malafum is based, Paspa Bekisnin, Rashi says, it's so sweet, Paspa Bekisnin. He says, the Kol Mini Mesikos, it's so sweet, She'ein Derech Bnei Adam, Lech Bnei Harbe. He doesn't say you're not Kaveh. Not Kaveh means you would eat a big amount, but this is not your meal. He doesn't say that, like Moshe. He says, because Bnei Roiv Mesikos, it's so sweet. He writes, "Ein emel derech bnei adam lech men harbe." People cannot eat a lot of it. He says, "Va'oichlin ma'at, oichlin rak ma'at." I think his lashon is they eat a very small amount of this product, which means that Derek Moshe says it's got to be so much more sweet. Not pshat, you're not kaveh soda. He says the derech has to eat a very small amount, and he says people bring as dessert because it's so sweet, it's dessert to the point that the Mogen Avraham asks, if it's so sweet, why is it not shahakol? It's basically a piece of chocolate or a piece of honey. Why is it not shahakol, this thing? It's so sweet, and that's the main taste, and people can only eat a tiny amount of it. This mezonos should be shahakol. Says the Magen Avraham, we have a klal, a yisoid, everyone knows from the Gemara Brachas, kol sheish v'chamish min nidogon, whenever it's got flour, it's a flour-based product, and you can taste it, then it's mezonos. As achidish. But luli that achidish, it would be so sweet, you would make shahakol. So you see the get of the Ramah, the explanation of the Magen Avraham, how sweet we're talking about here. So we have now the two stages. We have the Beis Yosef, who learned from the Rambam, option A, she'iriv, she'losha, you put in flavoring, and that flavoring made the dough. So it could be you can taste it, could be you can't taste it, it doesn't matter. It's 51%. His second pshat, which he says is the main pshat, is you put in less than 51%, you put in maybe 5%, but it tastes enough that people will not be kaveh soda. What's kaveh soda mean? It's not your regular bread. You could have it for Shabbos. And on that, the Ramban says, no, I'm chodik with the whole thing. I go, shit, it's Rashi. And Rashi says, it's so sweet, you posha can't eat too much of it, it's so sickly sweet. Those are the two mahalchim of Shulchan Aruch. That we know Shulchan Aruch and Ramban is our legislation, that's what the halach is, and that's what they say. Now, there's a very famous Das Torah from the Marasham, Shalom Motcha Shvadron, Shalom Shvadron was his grandson, who wrote up his Aras. His grandfather also called Shalom Motcha Shadron. He wrote it on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. And after he was Nifta, his son, Shalom Shadron, wrote it up in a 5-volume set. Das Torah, also near there. And there's a famous Marasham that everyone quotes, or rather I should say, misquotes. The Marasham is very, very clear exactly what he's saying and what's going on here. And I think a lot of people take it completely out of context. The Marasham says a Chiddush. And It's also a big chiddush. Now that we've had this whole introduction, you'll see it's actually a very, very small chiddush. The Maharsham says that the Beis Yosef says this stuff is going to be mezonos. If you taste it, he says the same thing would apply even if you don't taste it. You can't taste the flavoring. But it's 51%. How do I know? Because the Beis Yosef himself says that it's 50% in the Rambam. Says the Maharsham, when the Beis Yosef says, Oisha Irva, even if you add a little bit of flavoring, he's not doing away with his first Peshat. Avad if you add 51%, it's Mezonos. Even if you don't add 51%, I'll tell you a secret. If you add 49%, it's also Mezonos, so long as you taste it. But if it's 51%, you don't even need to taste it. Well, I shouldn't say you don't need to taste it. You need to taste it, but it doesn't need to be strong. He says, Shaitam Nirgash, you've got to sense the taste, but it doesn't need to be strong. That's the Chiddush of the Maharsham. Mashab's saying, he's validating the first Peshat of the Beis Yosef, saying the Shacharach didn't do away with it. He still keeps it, and it's still active in life, that Peshat, the 51%, which you can taste, very clearly taste, that time is nirgash, you can sense what it is, that's also mezonos. Doesn't need to be sweet. You've got to be able to taste it. You taste this bread, you say, wow, I can taste the fruit juice, that would be good. That would be good according to the Shulchan Aruch. Even if it doesn't bring a Shulchan Aruch, he says it's got to be the time is properly there. But that's what he's getting with the second Mahalach. But he would for sure keep his first Mahalach, that if you put in 51% and you can somewhat sense it, it's also good. Now, why does this Marsham misquoted? Because people try and explain this Marsham, the Das Haramah. Problem is, there's a fundamental mistake they're making. The Marsham is validating the first part of the Beis Yosef. What's the Beis Yosef doing? He's explaining a Rambam. What does the Ramah say? Ramah says, I'm not going with the Rambam. I'm going with Rashi. He ends off the Ramah, then maybe the Rambam will agree to me. Maybe the Rambam agrees to Rashi. It's got to be Meshuga sweet. And the Diga Beis Yosef is Lavdafka. That's where the Ramah ends. It's Ulai Kain Hiskim Her Rambam. But his main Mahalach is going, before he says, maybe the Rambam agrees, maybe not. Maybe Mahalach is Rashi. And if you're going with Rashi, there's no mock himself being Medak or Rambam, say, Oy Shelosha, Shelosha Bedvash. That's what Bedas or Rambam. Says the Ramah, I'm not going with the Rambam. I'm going with Rashi. Vivayat, you hold the Ramah is going with Rashi. You can't say the Masham, he's validating the first plan of the Beis Yosef, explain the Rambam. Rambam, Mantakar Shemei, I'm not going with the Rambam, says the Ramah. So those that want to say the Masham is going in the Ramah, and therefore, according to the Ramah, such a bread, which the flavouring is 51%, but very, very shvach of flavour, with bimazonis according to Ashkenazim, is clearly, hasn't seen the Darke Moshe. Well, truth is, it's not the Darke Moshe Haruch. There's a long Darke Moshe at the back of the Torah, and on the Torah is a short one. So everyone sees the short one. If you go to the long one at the back, you'll see, here he's going with Rashi. And if you go with Rashi, the Rashi says it's got to be so sweet, people eat a tiny amount of it. Once you say that, you can't stop bringing the Masham and Das Torah into this. Why? Because he's going with the Rambam. He's going with the Beis Yosef, his first plan, the Rambam. That's why I think this is very commonly mistaken, people bring the Masham. And it would not help. Now for Svadim, Avad is a very good reason to be makel. You'll be able to rely on this Masham. And therefore you'll be able to say, these breads will be mezonos. But if you're Ashkenazi, you're going with the Ramah will be with Rashi. So someone told me, yeah, the Ramah would also agree to that. I don't understand how you would say that. Because that's clearly in the Rambam, and he says, he does go with the Rambam in no uncertain terms. He says, we go clearly with Rashi, it's got to be so sweet. And he asks, if it's the Rambam, that's our chalas every Friday night. We make a moti, it can't be. So you see, clearly the Ramah is not going with the Rambam. He's not going with the Rambam. He's not going with the Beis Yosef. Deek in the Rambam. If you're not going with the Beis Yosef, deek in the Rambam, to validate it with the Masham doesn't help me, because that's all in the Rambam, and the Ramah is going in Rashi. That's why.
The Masham, he's saying, as long as it's got a bit of a taste.
A bit of a taste, and 51%, then it'll be mezonos. Yeah. So that's why it's very, very difficult for us to go with it. I'm not sure where to go from this. We've got so much to say. Okay. We'll move along. Now, I'll tell you the next two problems, at least, with these products, these mezonos bread. The first thing is, stage one, we said, number one is, does it qualify? So for Ashkenazim, clearly not. And that's the Haskamah of all the Poiskim, Sheva Levi, and Rav Belsky, and that's the rule of OU and Kof K and all the other Akhshirim, big Akhshirim, international Akhshirim, they all go with this Pesach. Well, they don't go with this Pesach. They're more like anything. Like I told someone, if you do have Siktara after 4 days, like the Sfadim do, then you'll be able to say, okay, I'm a Sfadi, that's my minik. But if you go with the Ramah, as we generally do, then to go with the Beis Yosef Punkt Aviyah seems a bit strange. The second thing is, we said stage two, they will help, like that we go with the Ramah Taco. Again, I can't say a lot of help, because why should they not go with the Ramah? And therefore they say all these breads, which are 51%, is all in the Beis Yosef, and it won't help, Ashkenazim. Kol Zeh is stage one. So what was stage two? Stage two is it derech l'gvoya? Shulchan Aruch says, see if you dine, a pashtida, these big foods, these take pastries and fill it with meat. He says, that's a meal. No one walks down the road eating this sort of stuff as a snack. It's a big thing. So, what would be the case of these foods which look like a meal? Now I think in every culture, and every country, and every religion, and every nation, and across the globe, wherever you go, I think less man de pala, unanimously, a loaf of bread, even sliced, is a meal. I mean, if that's not a meal, I don't know what is. I would assume the loaf of bread, as we know it, is the mother of all meals. So to come along and say, it's derech to snack. I once tried it, I had a goita by me. So I gave her a coffee and two slices of Mazonis bread. I said, you know, I want to give you something to eat with your coffee. She thought I was completely mad. Why give me a slice of bread? Because a bread is always, that's the main idea of a meal. So when Shulchan Aruch says any mazonis, which is without a mazonis, it's probably mazonis. Again, this is questionable. We're going with the second pshat of the Beis Yosef in the Rambam, which the Maharshan has to validate. But even if you would put all that together and say it works, Kolzer is talking about where it doesn't look like a meal. But once it looks like a meal, you're back to square one. Which is going to be an obvious cache on these things, to the point that Rabbi Bodner, in his book on brachas, his big black book, the Halachos of Brachas, he writes there, the pizza, which is very controversial, what pizza is it derech l'gvoya, is it not derech l'gvoya? So he writes there, it's not derech l'gvoya, pizza, people eat pizza as a snack. In, I think it was 2012, he put up a sign in BMG, in Lakewood, Yeshiva in America, he was chayza, he writes, he did a survey on it, extensively, and he realized that 97% of people eat pizza as a meal. Therefore, even if he wrote in his book, there's going to be mazonas, he was chayza, why? Because now, it's been upgraded, a pizza to a meal. And, oh, so I think that's America, where it could be it was a snack. In England, I think it's definitely not a snack. You won't see people walking down the road eating pizza. It's not something you put in your kid's snack box for school. It's not bichlal, not the derech. Therefore, that's stage two. Stage two is, even if you would say, it's vadim mezonos, it's chocolate cake, that's only if it's not derech l'gvoya. It doesn't look like a meal. It looks like it's not a meal. Even someone even raised the issue with burekas. In Eretz Yisrael, you go to any of the bakeries there, they have rogalach and burekas. In England, you don't really find it like that. So in Eretz Yisrael, a guy could buy two burekas, that would be his snack. In England, burekas already are more of something treated as a proper food for satiation rather than something as a snack. So it gets much more grey. When it comes to something which is bread, then you'd have to get around and see if you're dying Shulchan Aruch, which is clearly, if the whole mitzias of it looks like a derech l'gvoya, you have a much bigger kasha, how are you going to work around this? That's stage two. Stage three is even if you would say it's vadim mezonos, and you would say it's not, doesn't look like it's meant to be for a meal, then you have to stage three, which is sivov and shulchan aruch, the gemara and brachas ben beis, Rav Zera, how much are you allowed to eat? If you eat the amount, you're full. Sometimes you go to a kiddush and you see people are very mahana the balabais by showing him his appreciation for what he's put out. Once you get to that stage and you're full, again, I heard from Rabbi Bodner, very good agdara. He was saying, how much do you have to eat? So Mishbura says, you should not go over three or four bayim. About 6-7 gazesim, about a plastic cup worth of mazonis. Levi's and minigolim clearly is not to go with that. Why, I don't know, but you see, people are not likely to have done that shia. So how much yeah? Because the Mishmura says you shouldn't eat that shia as a sofek. When is that vade hazam? So the answer is when you're full. What's called full? Full is a very, very big area. You see, again, Monday night, and Tuesday night, and Thursday night, and Friday night, every day is different. How much do I have to eat to be full? So I heard from Rabbi Bondner many years ago, a very good Agdar, he says like this, he says, if you would eat so much, you suddenly realize you've got a bris to go to, or a mitzvah to go to, or any meal, you come home and there's pizza, there's something big, something proper to eat, and you would think to yourself, oh no, there's no way I can eat this. And then you've definitely crossed the threshold, and your bench has on. And one guy told me he goes to a kiddush this morning, he comes up, he likes to learn for 2 hours, as that tzaddik, I know why, he can't eat his meal yet. That guy is zichus to bench hazon. He's crossed the threshold, he's reached the place where he's taken kuvet to a point he can't. But if you're still hungry, someone says, here's something proper, let's say pizza, something filling, I say, okay, fine, I'm not hungry, I'm happy to eat it, then you're still in the place of benching alamichia on the mazonis you ate earlier, because you're still somewhat hungry. Happens by a bris, you go to a bris and eat the cake, but after the bris, and the guy says, come, stay for the soda. So sometimes you're going so strong on the cake, yeah, I'd love to stay, Kenish. Then you bench hazan. If you're happy to wash, which is a whole shalom we do with the alamicha, so I'll be halacha later, what you do. But if you're happy to wash, then you show you haven't yet crossed the higher threshold and you still have to bench alamicha.